Last play of the football game from the 50-yard line. A touchdown wins it. Anything else loses it. Fajardo from the 50 runs the option right. What is going on? Who called that?
How about that?
Oh, no! The game is over! No! No!
It's the Rod Peterson Show.
Hey, good morning, Canada and Canadian sports fans around the world. Welcome to the Rod Peterson Show on a day that we affectionately call Football Friday. Rod Peterson here, co-host Darren DuPont there. How you doing, Dupes?
I'm doing great.
Yes.
You?
Ready to talk some ball?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, good, good, good. The viewers watching on Facebook Live, I'm not sure if the Game Plus viewers caught that last night. That was the call to the last play of the game last night. The BC Lions holding on for a CFL simulated victory over the Saskatchewan Roughriders 16-11 in BC Place. They're still talking about there, and we're having a party out here with the BC Lions. Lou Pisaglia, Damon Allen, Mike Riley, they've all come out to celebrate the first win of the year for the BC Lions.
Yeah, pretty exciting stuff. I know they were excited on the sim last night, so it's a big deal. It's a BC Lions victory Friday.
First of their season. So we got a big day today. We're not going to live in fantasy the whole time. We've got Hall of Fame football broadcaster, Hall of Fame Rough Rider broadcaster John Frenzy on the couch. For our viewers across the country, the new ones that don't know him, he's the Don Cherry of football. And he's all excited to tell you all about himself coming up in the next segment. And as far as the player guests, I'm very excited about this. Former Dallas Cowboy and Saskatchewan Rough Rider defensive back Lance Fraser. When he played for the Riders, I said, from America's team to Canada's team. Lance Fraser will be joining us to talk about his career in both leagues. Brandon London, check him out. Former Montreal Alouette. Check his Twitter because his bio says, Super Bowl champ, Grey Cup champ, turned TV star.
Yeah, he's become the star.
Yeah, I'm interested to hear about that road. And the guy that I think engineered the greatest catch that I've ever seen in the Canadian Football League, S.J. Green. Probably a surefire Hall of Famer, former Alouette, Toronto Argonaut, and for a time, a member of the Tampa Bay Vipers of the XFL. S.J. Green coming up later on in the show. But without any further ado, let's get to the quick six show topics here in the rollout for Flooring Superstore. Thank you. Okay, quick six show topics here. A lot of them, of course, on a Football Friday are football related. As a matter of fact, I think all six of them are. Number one, come on down to Winnipeg. The scoop that I had yesterday on TSN 1290 Winnipeg during the afternoon ride, that the city of Winnipeg has been chosen as the CFL hub city in the event that they get back to games, was confirmed Friday morning by TSN's Dave Naylor. So thank you, David, for confirming the report that we broke yesterday. And it's led to our poll question today. Would you want your city to be a sports hub city? Our daily poll questions for Capital Automall, Universal Collision Center. You can vote on Twitter or Facebook now. Because there's this friendly rivalry going on that always has always been going on between Winnipeg and Saskatchewan football-wise. So this story comes out from TSN 1290. They tweeted it, my report. And all of a sudden, Bomber fans are like, suck it, Saskatchewan. Blah, blah, blah. I'm like, that's not really what it's about, is it? Or is it? They just see it as one more thing that they've pulled over or that they've won.
Well, anytime you can one-up somebody or hold something over somebody else's head, you got to do it. This is a big deal. Winnipeg, Saskatchewan, now they get the Grey Cup. Now they get the hub city. You know, it's now, they can argue that Winnipeg is the desired destination in Canada.
Well, I had said over the last 6-7 months that maybe Winnipeg is on the way to becoming the flagship franchise of the Canadian Football League. This would indicate that they are. And I would also think if you're the Tiger Cats, the Rough Riders, the Eskimos, or the Bombers, you probably would want those games in your stadium. But from the public standpoint, because you can't go to the games anyways, I can see why the teams would want it, but why would the fans? As it stands now, you can't even go. So I'll come back on this.
Yeah.
That's our first topic that we can spend a lot of time on today. Number two, CFL Sim, as we mentioned off the top of the show, the BC Lions winning at Saskatchewan 16-11. We called it on this very Facebook Live channel. How many views? Up to 9,000 views.
Yep.
Last you saw, it was a hell of a football game. Mike Riley scored the game-winning touchdown with under 5 minutes to go, capping a 93-yard touchdown drive. Virtual Mike Riley was vintage Mike Riley. Last way to go, Mike.
Yeah, was he ever.
Point three, Cam Newton's deal, we've found out, with the New England Patriots is for $550,000. So, hey, beep, beep, beep. Back up the truck a second. Maybe Richard Sherman's right when he says it's ridiculous and disgusting. Now, I don't think Cam Newton's wondering where he's getting his next meal. All that being said, Cam Newton doesn't seem upset about the contract. He's saying this is about respect. It's not about money. Cam Newton is saying all the right things. But $550,000 is pretty much, this is a league minimum, is it not?
Think about this for a second. How many teams in the NFL would sign a former MVP, injury problems or not, a former MVP to be their backup at near the league minimum, at $600,000? A lot probably would, mm-hmm. right? I just think instantly, I can think of a half dozen teams who need a backup quarterback. One of them, my Titans. Cam Newton would be a great fit, especially for $600,000. So this isn't about nobody offering him money and that being a take-it-or-leave-it scenario, and Cam wants to play football, so he takes it. This is more about Cam betting on himself and all the incentives that are there and all of the opportunities to make, you know, what's reported to be $7.5 million. So that's where I look at this for Cam Newton. I don't think it's that disgraceful.
I know, and viewer Ryan Hunter writes in and says, they said $7.5 million if he meets incentives in such. Yes, he's guaranteed to make $550,000. That's his base. And maybe it's, Cam, if you're able to tie your shoes and show up on time, you're going to get another million. Very easy to hit incentives. We don't know what's in that contract. But I guess my point is Cam Newton's not offended. Why is Richard Sherman so offended? Why is everybody so offended for other people? Lynch likes that one. Point four, as they labeled it on ESPN's Get Up this morning, Tom's text. I was kind of in and out of the conversation, but Tom texted somebody and said football's fun again in Tampa Bay. And they're saying, is this a shot at Bill Belichick? Probably not, but I get where Tom's coming from. It's the same thing as here. Broadcasting was made fun again by this show. It's not a shot at anybody else. Can't Tom say anything without it being torn apart endlessly?
I know.
He's just telling the truth.
Right.
He's having fun playing football again. It became not fun under Bill Belichick. So what? Everybody moves on.
Absolutely. You know what? That's what you want. You want guys to have fun when they're playing. Football's fun again. You know, we're attracted to that. When people are happy and having fun, fans are attracted to that. That's why the Buccaneers have sold so many more tickets, because it's that whole Tom Brady aura and personality, and I like that he's having fun.
Point five, if you're following NCAA football, which I know a lot of people are, it is the tail that wags the dog of college sports in America. Paul Feinbaum this morning hosts the Fine Show, focused on the Southeastern Conference of college football. But he talks about all of NCAA sports, really, and football. He said this morning he expects a delay to start the college football season if it's played at all. And that was talking to a university coach this morning who will remain nameless. He said all of NCAA sports is watching football. If it doesn't go, nobody goes, because they're the one bringing in all the dough. So that was a very ominous report from Paul Feinbaum, who I consider to be the foremost college football expert. Don't you?
Yeah, I would.
On football.
Yeah.
And point six, NFL Canada. I mean, you people that have been watching this show for months, maybe if it's just the past couple of weeks, you realize the concept of NFL Canada, the NFL coming to the rescue of the Canadian Football League, which they did in 1997, and people seem to be forgetting. They gave a grant of $4.5 million to the CFL when they were at death's door the last time. We floated that notion, was it last week or the week before, that they may be asked to do it again. And in this time, it's going to take a lot more money. And I expect, if it were to happen, the NFL will say, listen, it's not a grant this time. We need something back. And maybe it becomes, the CFL becomes NFL Canada and a farm league for the NFL and a Division II. But it was all just spitballing, having coffee like we do here every day. And I just see people's heads popping off across the country. I'm talking football pundits, league people. This will never happen. Blah, blah, blah. Well, never's a long time. Don't forget that. And two, nobody ever said it was happening.
No.
This was just one scenario that if we need to save the Canadian Football League, this might work.
It might. You know, yes, they've got a feeder system. It's the NCAA. You know, they don't need the CFL to be NFL's Division II, you know, and you're right. Once you become a feeder league for something else, you know, you lose a little bit of that charm. It becomes more about developing players than it does about winning championships, right? It's why we don't care who wins the Calder Cup in the American Hockey League. It's not about winning a championship in that league. It's about developing players for the National Hockey League, and we care about the Stanley Cup and the NHL's championship. So in that sense, I don't, you know, even bringing it up and thinking that NFL Canada could be an option, it would never be to be a feeder system. It'd be to be a partner league. You know, the NFL does get some players from the CFL, but it's about the brand that comes along with it, right? And it's about the credibility and the money that comes with it, because that's what the CFL needs.
You support it or you don't, but why everybody's getting so upset, I have no idea. Why is everybody so high-strung right now at 100-plus days into the pandemic? I stopped counting at 100, by the way. I don't know where it's
good
at
idea.
Now. But Michael Gregory's watching in New Orleans this morning. He says, if the NFL comes to Canada, bye-bye Eskimos, hashtag save the Redskins. I'm not even going down that road today. I think people, you can get that coverage in dozens, if not hundreds of other channels. I'm not going down the changing the name debate. I'm not saying I will never talk about it. I'm not interested in talking about it today. Coming back, so those are our quick six show topics here in the rollout for Flooring Superstores. Head on down to Flooring Superstores. They've been open all throughout the pandemic. Family-owned business, run by the Dickens. We love them like the Dickens. So back to point one, and I just love saying it. Come on down to Winnipeg. They're fired up in Winnipeg. They see it as a feather in their cap. Now, let's go back. I was on the afternoon ride, afternoon sports show yesterday. We had a draft, and the hosts there were very graciously invited me to be a part of their draft. I had the number two overall pick. We were drafting all-time great Canadian inventions. The number one pick off the board, by the way, Rick Ralph selected the sport of hockey.
Oh, okay.
So he didn't screw it up. He had the right pick. I had the number two pick. I chose the telephone.
Smart.
Invented by Alexander Graham Bell, hence Bell Media, blah, blah, blah. And in the middle of all this, we were on the air for an hour with this draft. I'm starting to get text messages saying, hey, Rod, Winnipeg's been chosen as the hub city. And I'm kind of going back and forth with the guy. Well, I'm trying to do a draft. And I'm like, can I report this? He's like, let me check. He's like, yeah, go with it. So I spilled it out on TSN 1290 Winnipeg. And it went from there. And then I did a lot more digging. And I think I have a pretty good idea how they're going to do this. Who's going to pick up the tab, how it's going to be rolled out. I have that info too, but I'm not willing or interested in divulging that today or at this time. Just suffice it to say that Winnipeg's been chosen as the hub city. And it was confirmed by Dave Naylor of TSN this morning. And he got the direct link to the Canadian Football League. Mine did not come from the CFL head office, let's put it this way. However, it was right. So can we check the poll results on Facebook, by the way? Would you want your city to be a sports hub? I voted no on both Twitter and Facebook. Basically because as a fan, and maybe even media, I'm not getting into the stadium anyways. What's the results saying there?
Yeah, 66% say yes, bring it in.
And why is that? I wish they could answer why you would want that.
I think people want to go to the games. You know, and I don't know that they're necessarily answering that poll question, understanding that you're probably not going to games. It's probably not going to be allowed. Now, if it's in Winnipeg, they may allow fans in the stands. If it's in Winnipeg, if it would have been in Regina, they may allow fans in the stands. If your city is open and your businesses are open and you're starting to let people out and about and gather in larger crowds, you might be able to do it. The problem that you're going to have is how do you restrict people flying in or driving in from out of province for these games, right? Which is what you don't want to have. When everybody's good in your province, let your province, you know, roam free, but keep your borders secure, right? If you're going to open up the stadium, you can't open it up to people out of province, unfortunately. But I think that's why people want it.
Our director of scouting, Craig Smith, is watching, two-time Grey Cup champion. TSN has their director of scouting, Craig Button. We have ours, Craig Smith. He says Regina could easily be an excellent option as a hub city. Nobody said that Regina's not. What we are saying is it's Winnipeg. The CFL has decided they're going to go with one hub city, and that hub city will be Winnipeg. John Kirby's watching at Edmonton. He says, Rod, I'll wait for the official CFL announcement. John, you do that. And as a matter of fact, I suggest you hold your breath while you wait. just for fun. Dave Naylor confirming it is the CFL announcing it.
Pretty much.
Am I wrong?
Pretty
They're not going to come out and send it. Well, they might send out a news release, but why? We've reported it already, and Naylor's confirmed it.
And guess what? That is all that you need. And we might sit here 3 weeks from now, and they might announce Toronto as a hub city because things might completely change. But, you know, there's no doubting that as of today, they've chosen Winnipeg as the hub city, the place they're going to go as they build their plan moving forward. Things change as the pandemic changes, for sure, but there's no need to wait. Dave Naylor, as you said, is the PR arm of the CFL.
And Farhan and
for sure.
Certain guys.
These guys are connected, you know, and they're on the official broadcaster, and them confirming it is as much of a rubber stamp as you need.
J.R. Mitchell watching in Calgary, and he kind of has the same mindset as me. He comments and says, if I can't go to the games, who cares? Now, on the flip side, if your voting criteria, there it is. If I can't go to the game, then it can be anywhere else but here. Who cares? Interesting that Calgary was never in the running to be a CFL hub city. For whatever their reasons are, it is Winnipeg. And I'll say it one more time because I like saying it. Come on down to Winnipeg. That's what they're telling the CFL. But I also get the economic boon that it would be for the hotels specifically. Certainly travel. But you can't really say the restaurants because the players aren't really allowed to leave the hotel.
Yeah, catering services, maybe delivery. Yeah. So, yeah, there's
going to But you have to inspect that food. Where'd it come from?
There's going to be a significant shot. And, you know, you would think that they would have, again, it's a high budget because you got to have your own potentially private chefs that are just cooking, right?
Right.
And controlling everything. You know, the way it's designed to be, you know, a bubble city, everything's quarantined, everything's, you know, controlled. It wouldn't matter where it goes. It wouldn't matter if it's in a place of low cases or high cases. I mean, the NBA is going to Orlando. There's so many cases in Florida, but they're supposed to be protected and the security's got to be there. So, but Winnipeg's a great option. If the players happen to get out and they go do their own thing, the cases are low, the risk is low. They've got a great facility, they've got great hotels. It's a good spot.
Viewers Greg Gilbertson and Robert Anderson both saying this is a tremendous boon for Winnipeg hotels and for the economy. And for that reason, I think that's why 68% of respondents on Twitter are saying yes, they would want their city to be a sports hub. We're going to take a timeout, bring in Hall of Fame Rough Riders broadcaster John Frenzy. He is the Don Cherry of football. On the way on this Football Friday, Lance Frazier, Brandon London, S.J. Green, all Grey Cup champions, some Super Bowl champions. This has been the Rollout for Flooring Superstores. You are watching the Rod Peterson Show on Game Plus and around the world on the Rod Peterson Digital Network.
You got something to say? You want to add to the show? What are you waiting for? Don't just sit there. Say something.
Rockstar Supply Chain Solutions is Saskatchewan's only full-service supply chain company. Strategic sourcing, PO creation, and order expediting, VMI and vending solutions, and free delivery are just a few of the supply chain services we provide. If your company needs it, Rockstar Supply Chain Solutions can get it for you. Price, quality, service, Rockstar Supply Chain Solution is helping Saskatchewan companies buy better.
Building a deeper connection with our fans by putting them in the show. It's a new era of sports talk. The Rod Peterson Show airs from 10 to noon, Monday to Friday on Facebook Live. Join the conversation today and tune in. Online, on your phone, at home, at work, follow us on Instagram, Snapchat, and Twitter. And subscribe on YouTube for all the content you want to watch. Don't wait, do it right now. We'll be right back.
Cheers to the 16 guys who never back down. And to the smooth, refreshing beer with a real beer taste. Original 16. Underdogs since 1989.
Celebrate the 5th anniversary with friends, family, everyone you know. Plan your next group experience with your Saskatchewan Rush. Group benefits include block seating, ticket discounts, and a dedicated fan experience coordinator. For more, visit saskrush.com/groupnightout.
Nestled in the scenic Qu'Appelle Valley, just 20 minutes northwest of Regina, is one of the finest golf courses in all of Saskatchewan, the Deer Valley Golf Club. The clubhouse has a full-service restaurant, and customers can enjoy a casual dining experience with spectacular views of the golf course and valley. A fully stocked golf shop, staffed by PGA of Canada professionals, is equipped to meet all of your golf apparel and equipment needs. Book your tee time, family event, or corporate tournament today at the Deer Valley Golf Club. Call 306-731-1445 or log on to deervalleygolf.ca.
Some of the challenges we face with the CT technology that we have today is some of the deficiencies in around integration with some of our other systems. The addition of two new 4D simulators within the programming at the Saskatchewan Cancer Agency is going to have significant impact on you know, the care we provide to the people of Saskatchewan.
Hey, honey, can you get one of the kids to show me how this Twitter thing works? Honey, I need to get on Instagram. Time for more of the Rod Peterson Show.
Welcome back to the program, everybody. Just ahead of John Frenzy joining us here in the bunker. This is getting good. Robin Wilde is watching in Prince Albert. He says, Sportsnet just reported that the CFL is denying that Winnipeg is the host city. LOL. I did a quick Twitter search and I couldn't find that, but what a time to be alive. The World Health Organization can't agree on its own stats, let alone what's going on in the CFL. It's the report I got, and I'm sticking with it. Sports update, the Toronto Blue Jays will be facing a unique situation when they open their summer training this weekend. As the lone MLB team north of the Canada-US border, they'll have some added rules to follow, like self-isolating in the hotel but not at the field and being separated from family to keep themselves and the general public safe amid the pandemic. The Blue Jays had to ask for special permission from the Canadian government to use their Toronto stadium and were given the okay Thursday for training purposes only. A decision is still to be made on whether Toronto can host its home games during the regular season. Folks, we're supposed to be starting the Major League season in a couple of weeks. Toronto hasn't even said if the Blue Jays are allowed to play at home. The Winnipeg Blue Bombers have signed American receiver Alonzo Russell and American defensive back Mackinton Dorliant. Russell spent the 2019 season with the XFL St. Louis Battlehawks at 161 yards receiving in five games. Dorliant signed with Green Bay as an undrafted free agent in 2016, seeing action in four games. And Philippe Nasser has tested positive for the coronavirus and will miss the IMSA sports car race Saturday at Daytona International Speedway. Action Express Racing said today that Gabby Chavez will replace Nasser and the Brazilian would quarantine in Miami. Nazar said he began to feel ill while driving Thursday to Daytona Beach. This sports update is for Ballers Rec Room, Saskatchewan's newest entertainment destination right downtown on the Dewdney Strip. And for Red Bull Canada, Red Bull gives you wings. Okay, we're welcoming in John Frenzy, Hall of Fame Rough Riders broadcaster. How you doing, Frenzy?
I'm doing great, Rod. Looking forward to the show.
Yeah, well, you're on it now.
Yeah.
You were sitting on our couch, part of the live studio audience that we have in here today. Of all those topics, what do you think? What grabs you first?
Well, the thing that grabs me the most is Winnipeg being the hub city. I find that hard to believe. I'm a Prairie fan here and like Winnipeg. I understand that what they mean. They won the Grey Cup last year. I thought that was great, but I'm really surprised about this. I thought it would have been Edmonton or Calgary or Vancouver or Toronto, and probably Toronto in that order, number one, and a couple of the states, like L.A. and somewhere in Dallas. But I imagine the state cities are out because of all the troubles they got right now, eh?
Well, a variety of reasons. I mean, just yesterday, Rich Sutter was on the air with us. You know Rich Sutter.
Yeah.
Saying two reasons why he believes the NHL will be playing in Canada when they resume the playoffs. A, what you just said. the coronavirus hotbed that is America, and B, Sportsnet is headquartered in Toronto, would be very easy for the NHL to play in Sportsnet's backyard. CFL has different issues, right? They're coming to, if it is indeed Winnipeg, which I still believe that it is. The denial means nothing to me. I'm sorry. Winnipeg has had the lowest COVID cases of anybody from the jump. They got on it early. I don't know what they did. It would make a lot of sense for them to go to Winnipeg. Now, we're very good here, too.
Yep. We're fantastic here. We've done a great job here in Regina and Saskatchewan.
So what about the poll question where I said, would you want your city to be a sports hub? How would you vote for that and why?
Hey, that's quite a question, eh? Yeah, I would. I'd vote for it. For the good publicity it would give the city, it'd be nothing but good for Regina. Would they have enough hotels? You'd wonder about that. It'd be quite a very, very questionable point right there. But I would vote for it. I would vote for my city because I think it's a plus. Anytime that your city gets some advertising, gets on television, gets known for doing something special, it's great for the city. And Regina certainly has done a lot of great things, and this would be a better one, just another flower in their cap.
Well, you see, I'd like to hear from all the Winnipeggers watching today on Game Plus and Facebook Live. Jason Trumbla writes in. He says, bring it to the Peg. Best fan base anyhow, 100%. I'm just seeing this as a major bragging rights thing more than anything. I mean, listen, I don't think that the fans really care that it's a boon for the hotels and some restaurants. I don't think the fans care about that. In the business community, I know how they work. If it's not their business benefiting, they're not going to care about the other businesses. You know that as well as me.
Yeah.
This is a bragging rights thing as far as the fan bases go, correct?
You know, one guy who is really going to love this, and you know who that is, Mr. Wade Miller.
Oh, yeah.
He'll think it's the greatest thing since sliced underwear. And it is. I mean, do they have enough hotels here? Good question. There'll be a lot of teams that might be going back and forth between Brandon and Winnipeg. Brandon not very far from Winnipeg, so they can make that work out. It'll be difficult, but not that difficult. Only a couple of situations. It will be interesting to see who and how they allocate the hotel situation.
Right. Well, you know,
who gets what hotel, etc.
Yeah, that's why I wanted to hear from the Winnipeggers, because while I've been to Investors Group Field a lot of times, IG Field they're calling it now, and been around that University of Manitoba campus, I'm not familiar with. They say they've got indoor fields, outdoor fields, dorms, obviously. They're telling me in the last 24 hours that everything is right there. Shoot, players could walk to the stadium, you know, whereas right in Saskatchewan, you don't have the hotels right around the facility. Darn sure don't in Hamilton, and you don't in Edmonton either.
And
for those reasons.
In Winnipeg. I'd like to go there and see if they do, really.
No, well, I believe they do. Just tell me. I'm asking the Winnipeg people that. So the fact, if this is true, because people are writing in live while we're on the air saying the CFL is denying this report, it means nothing to me that they're denying it. It just tells me that it got out ahead of them wanting to get out.
Do you really believe it is Winnipeg?
I absolutely do.
Because you want to?
No, because I believe the source that told me.
Yeah.
And because the number one CFL insider on TSN, Dave Naylor, confirmed it this morning. So
that's a good enough reason.
Well, thank you.
But let me tell you something else. There'll be a lot of questioning, a lot of comments on it this afternoon and the rest of the day, whether it's pro and con Winnipeg. But I'm happy for them. It's great.
Well, this is where I and certain leaders of the CFL differ on how we do things. The fact that we're even talking about this is a great thing. Because you know what people would be talking about otherwise? NHL hub cities,
right,
and playoff matchups,
yeah,
and Cam Newton's contract, and Tom Brady being happy to be out of New England.
Yeah.
Like, the fact that we're talking about this is a good thing because it is a gigantic hurdle.
Yeah.
It's like climbing a pole vault with a toothpick,
right,
just to play at all.
Yeah.
So the fact that we're talking about Winnipeg as a hub city and whether it's a good thing or not is actually a great thing for the Canadian Football League. But a lot of people fail to realize that, and you know that, John.
Yeah, sure is. It sure is great for the Canadian Football League. More publicity.
Just that we're talking about it.
More publicity.
Well, and it's funny. Now, our viewers have just gone off the off-ramp to crazy town. Like, I'm not saying they're crazy. The comments are. Donna's saying Regina's easy to get around. Bus shuttle for players. Colon in Ottawa writes, ever been to Tim Hortons Field in Hamilton? All there is around there are houses and warehouses. So maybe he's agreeing. It's not about who's better anymore. It's about them going to Winnipeg because the decision's been made.
How many teams are going there for how many players will be there in those hotels all the time? Remember, they can't go home, can't see anybody. They've got to stay in their hotel rooms, can hardly talk to each other even. So it's going to be quite a frustrating experience for most of them. I want to know how many teams are going. Do you know how many teams are going
all
there?
All of them.
All 32? No.
Hang on. Are we talking CFL, National Football League? What are we talking about?
I'm talking NHL.
There's 31 teams, and they're splitting them into two cities. Can we just stick on the CFL right now?
Okay.
All nine teams are going to Winnipeg if they play. And what I didn't understand was, and I saw a quote from Orlando Steinauer, the Ticats coach, saying, if they play, they likely won't have any preseason games, which would not surprise anybody. What's the point? You know,
it isn't. It's not.
There's no point in having preseason games. No. So I'm piecing together everything that I read, because I do read everything. Randy Ambrosio, the commissioner's on Edmonton Radio, saying 90 players per team at the outset. This is the headache that they're dealing with. Housing them, quarantining them, paying them, feeding them.
90 players?
90. I'm just going by what he said.
Are you sure he's not talking? He's talking football. Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, what else would he be talking about?
Yeah. Well, so it's going to be crowded. The guys are going to get frustrated. It depends how long it is. If it's more than 2 weeks, well, you know what stretches in then, eh? Yeah. But overall, should be good for Winnipeg. A lot of it, people will be noticing it. It'll be on national television. It'll be on consistently all day. That's the thing I'm looking at.
I know, 9 hours of football every day.
And you'll get some upsets probably. It's going to be
Every day, every Saturday probably, and one on Sunday. But maybe this should be the poll question. Do we actually believe this is going to happen? Really? I mean, keeping the players in their hotel, let's be honest, they're young men. I was one. So I know what they're like. They don't listen in terms of staying healthy. The only way that I can think about this, by the way, is that it's, hey, you test positive, you're out, you're not playing. That might cause the players to police themselves.
Do you think there might be a lot of friction between the policing staff and the players?
Of the team staff, you mean? Not the actual police, but
no,
the people?
The team.
That's a really good question. In all these leagues, whether it's the NBA, NHL, whoever's getting back to play here, you're not just going to have to put one security guard at the front door, which, by the way, coaches used to do all the time. You'd have to put an army of guys.
Yeah.
The stories are legendary of that, by the way. And what is wrong with that? You're trying to protect the games, the league, the teams, the players from themselves. Those hotels become almost like prisons now that I think about it.
Now, what is the true story, the real story regarding fans? Can't go? Not allowed? What?
Haven't heard that. I think as it stands right now, the fans won't be allowed in the facility. As it stands right now. So just by government guidelines.
They'll parade around outside the building.
The fans will be watching on television.
There'll be a lot of them down there trying to get in. You know that. Come on. Fans love those players. All those players in one building?
You can't have the players interacting with the fans. What's the point? You can't. That's the whole concept of a bubble. If you come down trying to meet a player outside the stadium, you will be sent home. Maybe even zip-tied.
You don't think that's not going to happen?
No, it won't if they're told not to. Come on, John.
Well, I hope so.
Brady in Saskatoon writes in on the Prairie Mobile text line, 840-8777. Hey, Rod, it's Brady. Would I want my city to be a hub city? Sure. I mean, Saskatchewan is pretty well off when it comes to COVID positive tests, so we are a great fit. What I'm scared of, if NFL Canada comes to fruition, is losing the uniqueness of our league. Well, there is a discussion from 2 weeks ago, this NFL Canada discussion, and I'll come back to that in a minute. I just want to read a couple more messages here from Metal Shingle Guy. He says, the sim was great again last night, boys. Cody is looking average to good so far this year. BC was due a win. Good for them. Bring on the Argos. That's from Metal Shingle Guy. Yes, on our sim broadcast last night, the BC Lions came into Mosaic Stadium 116-11 on a Mike Riley 93-yard led touchdown drive in the fourth quarter. He capped it with a 3-yard run. But back to the NFL Canada. Actually, you had a point before we go.
Johnny Ohm. Look what Johnny Ohm says up there.
What does John Ohm in Winnipeg say?
Frenzy is right. Fans will be tailgating at the stadium.
Tailgating's fine. That's absolutely fine. You cannot interact with the players. And John Ohm also says, you test positive, there goes your salary, CFL player. You're out. I think the same thing's going to happen in the National Football League.
Oh, I agree with you.
To be honest with you.
Sure, I will.
You guys need to
I'm
look
sure
after yourselves. Can yeah. you do that? Can yeah. you be men?
But a lot of them won't be able to. You're saying they will. I don't think they will. But they won't be really bad. There'll be three or four incidents in each situation, hockey and football.
At least. There already are positive cases.
Yeah, yeah.
Now, to the NFL Canada discussion. Listen, it came up on this show. We're all sitting here going, they got to get money from somewhere, whether it's the federal government, whether it's from a fundraiser, a GoFundMe, if that's the way that they go, or the NFL. And people, I get upset that people just dismiss this notion immediately. Like, I get really upset because it already happened once. Why do they think it can't happen again?
Happened in 1997.
Right.
Right.
What do you remember about
in
that?
In beautiful old Regina. I remember he and I in the coffee shop. We knew that the team down the road was meeting at the motel. And we thought, well, there's rumors that the NFL might give them some money. But that's all BS. I remember me saying to him, to Rod, that's all BS. The team doesn't need trouble. They'll be okay.
Right.
Then we heard a guy walked in who I'm not going to say it was. And he said, it's all settled. The NFL's giving them the money. We found out later in the day that Hugh Campbell had arranged for the National Football League to give this NFL, the CFL, the money needed to survive.
$500,000 per team.
In 1997. Otherwise, you wouldn't be here, folks. That then was the third time this had happened. It happened in 1970 and what? 1977.
Yeah.
1977 there. Three times this has happened. It's not the first time. We've been through this act before.
Yeah, but one of our viewers, Dave Spadafora, writes in and he says it did happen, but not to the extent that you are proposing.
That's true.
Yeah, but they need more money now. That's the business of the CFL has grown so big. Look at the salaries of the presidents, the GMs, the coaches. Now, I just talked with a league guy the other day. They're completely out of control. The CFL needs more money. Look at the stadiums now compared to 20 years ago. They got loans to pay off.
Is there
There's
any
a huge
advantage?
Debt. The CFL is so different now than it was 20 years ago. It's not even close. So the need is that dire. Now, let me just say this. You're right. 20 years ago, people were saying, oh, not that big a deal. They're not that in that much trouble, which they were. You got people saying that right now. And I hate, I'm not throwing shade at Bob Irving, the voice of the Blue Bombers, because I love him like family. But he's getting very upset about this NFL talk. And I'm like, if anybody should know, it's Bob. He was around for all of this stuff. So that Knuckles is saying that. And then you got Glenn Suter saying, I hope the fans and the media and the Players Association realize how grave this is.
Yeah.
So what is it?
Yeah, but is there any advantage?
Not that big a deal.
Is there any advantage to the NFL subsidizing the CFL?
Of course it is. And we'll talk about that when we come back. Lance Frazier will join us, former Dallas Cowboy and Saskatchewan Rough Rider. It is the RP Show, Facebook Live, Game Plus TV Network, and listen live at rodpeterson.com.
Head to youtube.com/The Rod Peterson Show now. You gotta subscribe. Click the subscribe button for all the content you may have missed. IKS Live. IKS Live. Western Canada's premier production services company. LED. LED sign rentals. Video. Video production. Event management. Look no further than IKS Live. Visit our website. IKS Live. Always the best seat in the house. IKS Live.
At Prairie Mobile, you can get the phone you want when you want. All smartphones are $0 every day. With convenient locations across Saskatchewan, Prairie Mobile, your Sastel authorized dealer, has you covered. Visit us online at prairiemobile.com.
Universal Collision Center is Saskatchewan's premier auto body shop. Our extensive process ensures that every vehicle that comes through our state-of-the-art facilities is returned pre-accident condition and that every UCC customer experience is an easy one. We're certified to repair all makes, all models, and all luxury brands, and Universal Auto Spa offers full-service detailing packages to suit you and your vehicle. Plus, we're the official body shop of your Saskatchewan Rough Riders. Universal Collision Center, 3910 Rochdale Boulevard and 2355 First Avenue in Regina.
Bronco Plumbing and Heating has been servicing Regina and surrounding areas since 1978.
At Bronco, we service all makes and models of furnaces, air conditioners, water heaters, and water softeners. Bronco also provides full sewer service, plumbing service, and duct cleaning. Call Bronco Plumbing and Heating today at 306-781-2090. Proud sponsor of the Rod Peterson Show.
You need to adapt and you need to move forward. You can't be stuck in 1920. Direct West is on the top of their game. They know what they're doing, how they're doing it, and when you work with Direct West, things are good. There's no going backwards, they're moving forward. My business would not be where it is today without the help of Direct West to help me with my website and my Facebook and all my online presence. I've worked with Direct West for about 10 years, and it's been a great experience.
At Suds, we make your car shine. It starts with our state-of-the-art wash system. Our NeoGlide wash material is safe and gentle on vehicles and buffs your finish to a brilliant shine. Plus, we hand dry and inspect every vehicle for a top quality result. I'm Kirby.
And I'm Natalie. Whether you're getting an exterior wash that takes 10 minutes or treating yourself to an interior cleaning, the result's gonna be the same. Your vehicle's gonna look great.
Suds Full Service Car Wash.
We'll make your car shine.
Back and kicking it. Let's head back to the studio. Here's Rod.
All right, welcome back to the RP Show, everybody. Football Friday continues. John Frenzy's with me, Hall of Fame Rough Rider broadcaster. Just to recap what's been a wild morning. Yesterday, I reported that Winnipeg has been chosen as the hub city if the CFL plays games in 2020. David Naylor of TSN confirmed it this morning. And now people are telling me the CFL's denied it. I can't find it anywhere on Twitter this morning, but it reminds me of my report a few weeks ago that the PFC will be playing and kicking off September 1st. It was denied by league officials, and now they're saying they're playing. This is how it goes. You remember Lance Frazier, Frenzy?
Sure do.
Of course you do.
Good football player.
Put your headphones on if you can find them. Lance Frazier played with the Baltimore Ravens in 04, with the Dallas Cowboys 04-05, Seattle Seahawks 06. The Cologne Centurions in 2006, and with the Saskatchewan Rough Riders, where he had a Hall of Fame career 2006 to 2012, Grey Cup champion, CFL West All-Star. Now that I got him buttered all up, good morning, E. Lance. How are you?
Oh, my God. Did you, Ronnie P., did you just hit me with the E. Lance?
Antonio Frazier. I was reading right off your Wikipedia. Oh, how you doing, my man?
Not bad, man. Just enjoying myself, trying to find you know, some normalcy in all of this crap that we have, you know, in the nation and, you know, here and abroad as well. Man, I couldn't be better. I've gotten a little bit closer to my family. You know, we have discovered ourselves and reconnected, and it's really been an awesome time.
John Frenzy wanted to know where you're living. Can you give us an update on that? What's up in the world of Lance Frazier before we tell the football stories?
So I am in Newcastle, Delaware. I remember the first time I heard of Delaware, I thought it was somewhere in the Midwest, but it's actually out east, just nestled in between New Jersey, Pennsylvania, and Maryland. I've been here pretty much since I left, you know, Saskatchewan for good. My family here, my wife Kina, my son Kalen, and Lakai. I'm in education. I did that all throughout my career in the off seasons. I'm an assistant director in Pennsylvania, and also a football coach at Kennett High School as well. Just finished up here. There as a football coach, head football coach. We went 11-2, made it to the state playoffs, and we actually lost in the first round of the state playoffs, advanced through the district playoff. And it was a historic year for the school and the program. You know, a lot of firsts this past year. Playoff game, our first playoff win, and just having the city kind of blow up a little bit. It started to feel like down south a bit, man. You know, the frenzy was kind of crazy. It was very ready for football, and me and the staff were very happy to be able to provide that.
One sec, Lance. I just want to ask. Producer Clark, are we going to stay? You're a little choppy on the video, Lance. Are we going to stay with this, or you want to call him? Okay, we're going to try it for a little while longer, Lance. It's not terrible. It's just catching a little bit. Have you...
Gotcha.
Because you're involved with football now, you know, you're looking at the pandemic as a major headache. As far as your own career, are you glad you're retired now and not having to deal with the stuff that current players are going through? I mean, what's pandemic doing to the football world in your life right now?
It's tough, man. We've had to kind of, just like education work, we had to evolve. And that's what we've been doing. We had we missed out on spring camp this year, you know, after, you know, spring sports altogether. And I feel so bad for you know, those seniors at all levels, high school throughout college. It just forced us to use, you know, these social media platforms a little bit better, these conference rooms, these virtual conference rooms a little bit better. We had to pivot to an online virtual spring camp where we had the kids, you know, do everything from their weightlifting. We took a survey of equipment at home. We did the weightlifting online. We did our team meetings online, our installs, our individual meetings, and then find them, download a fitness app, a running app, to kind of, you know, keep track of their drill work that they were assigned for each day and also their condition. I feel like we're ahead of it. We kind of feel like we're sort of shaped, and then we also have the mental aspect of the game down pat, you know, for what we want the kids to do. But like, you know, Rod, unless you're doing the movements as a team, you're having that physical interaction, you know, coach to player, player to player, you know, you don't really have it. There's a lot of different ideas about what football is going to look like this year. It changes every day. So it's frustrating as a coach. And, you know, our main thing is starting point is, how do we keep the kids safe? How do we build a structure out from there with that in mind? We can't be selfish and excited about getting to the games. We need to make sure we take care of the business that we need to take care of to allow us to even get to that point.
So we got a lot of questions coming in from the viewers, Lance. This is what we're going to do. We're going to go to a commercial, and we're going to have our producer, Clark's going to call you. It's like I say, it's passable, but I'd rather have it clear. So we're going to call you on your cell.
I hear you.
And we're going to do that in the commercial break. We'll come back with Lance Frazier because they want the 07 Grey Cup run stories, okay? So dust them off. I don't talk to you enough. We have Tad on all the time. But I want to hear Lance's stories today. Don't you, Frenzy?
Yeah, sure do.
All right. Lance Frazier continues with us when we come back. Also, by the way, coming up today on this Football Friday, Brandon London and S.J. Green. It's the RP Show, Game Plus TV Network. And listen live at rodpeterson.com.
You got something to say? You want to add to this show?
You can still chime in from wherever you are in the comment section. As a matter of fact, we encourage that.
What are you waiting for? Don't just sit there. Say something.
Nestled in the scenic Qu'Appelle Valley, just 20 minutes northwest of Regina, is one of the finest golf courses in all of Saskatchewan, the Deer Valley Golf Club. The clubhouse has a full-service restaurant, and customers can enjoy a casual dining experience with spectacular views of the golf course and valley. A fully stocked golf shop, staffed by PGA of Canada professionals, is equipped to meet all of your golf apparel and equipment needs. Book your tee time, family event, or corporate tournament today at the Deer Valley Golf Club. Call 306-731-1445 or log on to deervalleygolf.ca. We'll be right back.
Rockstar Supply Chain Solutions is Saskatchewan's only full-service supply chain company. Strategic sourcing, PO creation, and order expediting, VMI and vending solutions, and free delivery are just a few of the supply chain services we provide. If your company needs it, Rockstar Supply Chain Solutions can get it for you. Price, quality, service, Rockstar Supply Chain Solution is helping Saskatchewan companies buy better.
Some of the challenges we face with the CT technology that we have today is some of the deficiencies in around integration with some of our other systems. The addition of two new 4D simulators within the programming at the Saskatchewan Cancer Agency is going to have significant impact on you know, the care we provide to the people of Saskatchewan.
Does this look familiar? Your fans deserve an incredible arena experience. It's time for an upgrade. Stunning graphics. Revenue opportunities are just the beginning with our in-venue display systems and scoring technology. Let us help you find the best solution for your facility. DDG. Always delivering the best fan experience. Find us at ddgregina.com.
He's back. Time for more of the Rod Peterson Show.
Welcome back, everybody. We appreciate Lance Frazier sticking with us. I just want to update the poll results today for Capital Auto Mall Universal Collision Center. The daily poll question, would you want your city to be a sports hub city? 65% of respondents saying yes, they would on Twitter. It's very similar to that on Facebook. All right, let's go back out on video chat now. Seven seasons with the Saskatchewan Roughriders, a couple with the Dallas Cowboys. Lance Frazier joins us. This looks way more clear. Lance, one of my I've interviewed you many times, and one of my favorite answers of yours was how you compared being a Dallas Cowboy to a Saskatchewan Roughrider, and you said it wasn't that different. Remember saying that and the reasons why? Can you answer that again?
Oh, I do. I mean, it's just the fandom, right, and just the appreciation, you know, for the team and the following and you know, how well the team travels. And, you know, like in Dallas, if you're a Dallas Cowboy, you're king, right? People appreciate you. They feel like they're a part of, you know, your family and you theirs. So it is very much similar that way. And then just the game day experience, you know, you just really feel the vibe. You know, people are present. People are riled up, and there's nothing like a night game in Old Mosaic, right? But you know what? I am kind of teed a bit with Dallas, man. It seems like, and this happened to me multiple times in my career, and I kind of feel this way with Saskatchewan to an extent, and follow me, guys. I'm not pissed off at you, but I've seemed to miss every beautiful stadium upgrade everywhere I've been. Like, I leave Dallas, and a year later, 2 years down the road, they get this nice, beautiful facility. I leave Saskatchewan a few years later, they get this nice, beautiful facility that I need to come up there and see, by the way. But yeah, man, I mean, the upgrades look wonderful there. I know the electricity is even higher now at the new Mosaic. I couldn't be more pleased and also, you know, prideful about, you know, what you guys have developed into as a franchise and as a city.
Well, Lance, by the way, the same designer designed both stadiums, AT&T Stadium and Mosaic Stadium. So there's that. Two, you need to talk to your fellows more, because the guys that I talk to, I'll say, we built that place. So you're part of that.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Right.
Exactly.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, that's how we feel. Like, exactly. We got the pendulum swinging the right way, man. And, you know, that's our home as well.
Well, we're going to have the Grey Cup here for sure, I think, in 2 years. Lance, you going to come up for that? I'm sure you are. Aren't you going to see the new stadium?
I tell you what, I need to. I have some of my local buddies that are still in Saskatchewan and lifers, Saskatchewan lifers as well, that have been, you know, kind of grinding me a bit to get myself up there. They're pretty upset with me. It's like, dude, like, when are you going to come back? Like, you leave and you never come back. Like, you're the one guy we expected to be here often. And, you know, it's just so tough, to be honest with you. with me coaching ball now, the seasons kind of go on simultaneously. And then, you know, the preparation as a head coach is a lot different. And, you know, it gives me an appreciation for the coaches that I've had in the past. But it's kind of always in the way. I finally got a chance to go back to West Virginia to see a football game after so many years. Just this past November, I was able to squeeze it in. So it does kind of handicap me a bit. It kind of keeps me from doing some of those things that I miss doing.
By the way, a Stampeder fan writes in and says, can you come play for the Stamps? Then we'll get a new stadium. So think about that. You're the charm. Okay, Lance, they want to know your best 07 Grey Cup run story. What comes to mind?
Oh, man. There's so many, and it's a blur, really. 07, what could I say about 07? I remember... And it's not a funny story. I just really remember everything about that run. You know, the start that we had. I remember, you know, us kind of stumbling a bit. I remember, you know, just the effect that Ken Austin had, and him being the only guy that could in the room that could really speak to what winning a Grey Cup in Saskatchewan was like. It started off rough, but you knew something was special about that guy and kind of what he brought to the table and his experience. He just really spearheaded, you know, the progression of that season and the belief that we had and getting it done. And, you know, we had a bunch of guys from all over. Eric Tillman was, you know, finally putting his stamp on the team, replacing Roy Shivers and, you know, just the collection of guys. You know, you talk about the Taz of the world, him, you know, locating him and pulling him from Hamilton, him, you know, getting myself from you know, the States, Kerry Joseph coming over from his times with you know, Eric, I guess, when he played with the Renegades. It's just a bunch of different stories that you have from guys from all over that really tied that team together and really was a glue. Like, it was unbelievable run. Me, for myself, just being able to, you know, experience what I've always dreamed of as a kid, which was playing in the Super Bowl, to be able to get that in a Grey Cup in Canada, you know, to take my family through that process, you know, my now wife, my son, Kalen at the time, and then my mother, just to have my mother up in Toronto, for her, you know, she's from Florida, I'm from Florida. It was freezing to her. She thought she was going to die, you know, and just the only thing that made her feel better about it was the scope of what we were getting ready to accomplish. And, you know, her, you know, riding through the ups and downs with me throughout my career, for her to be able to watch her son, you know, have that experience and then to win it. And then to see the after effects, you know, in the city, you know, the team party afterwards and all of that. Was really probably the biggest highlight of that year, seeing my mother, you know, and my now family kind of go through that.
Well, I'll tell you what, I would think the next time you're back here will be a Plaza of Honor Hall of Fame induction or the Grey Cup, whichever comes first. Lance, we're completely out of time at the top of the hour. It's great catching up with you. Stay in touch, my man. We talk about you often up here. All great things. Glad to see things are going well.
Hey, man, thanks for having me, man. Thanks, appreciate Lance. It.
The great Lance Frazier joining us today from Delaware. We're out of time for hour one. Friends, you want to stick with us for a bit, coming back in hour two?
Yeah,
it's funny, he says how cold it was. That ain't cold. It was minus 20. I remember that. I wiped out on ice in downtown Toronto and took the knee out of my suit pant. But we've had colder. Yeah. Minus 20 is T-shirt weather.
Yeah, it is.
Okay. Right. Next hour, Brandon London. Super Bowl champ, Grey Cup champ turned TV star, and S.J. Green. He of the greatest catch in CFL history, I feel. And more with John Frenzy. It's the RP Show, Game Plus TV Network, and listen live on rodpeterson.com. So I punched him.
Of course you did.
Hi, we are Pure Clean Restoration Regina, and today we're at Modern Men's Salon disinfecting and applying Aegis Microbe Shield Protection. Aegis Microbe Shield creates a layer of confidence when reopening your business. It actively works in between cleanings to reduce the microbial load and keep places like Modern Men's Salon safer in between regular cleaning practices. As Saskatchewan reopens and the salons prepare for more traffic, this protection is an extra level of security for both staff and customers.
I've chased adrenaline my entire life. But I'm talking fourth quarter, monster hit, crowd losing it. Nothing beats the energy of a Rush game.
Bronco Plumbing and Heating has been servicing Regina and surrounding areas since 1978. At Bronco, we service all makes and models of furnaces, air conditioners, water heaters, and water softeners. Bronco also provides full sewer service, plumbing service, and duct cleaning. Call Bronco Plumbing and Heating today at 306-781-2090. Proud sponsor of the Rod Peterson Show.
This isn't just a beer. This is a double-aged, never-back-down, full-of-heart Western beer. This is a beer brewed by 16 guys who risked it all. Original 16. Underdogs since 1989.
Nat, what are the top five reasons people come to Suds?
Number five, our advanced technology protects your finish and keeps your car clean longer. Number four, we knock off the snow and ice and towel dry to prevent freeze-up. Number three, our famous Suds Ultimate thoroughly cleans your car's interior. Number two, you never need an appointment and you get a showroom shine. And the number one reason, we treat our customers like family.
Treat yourself and your car to a Suds full-service car wash.
You need to adapt and you need to move forward. You can't be stuck in 1920. Direct West is on the top of their game. They know what they're doing, how they're doing it, and when you work with Direct West, things are good. There's no going backwards, they're moving forward. My business would not be where it is today without the help of Direct West to help me with my website and my Facebook and all my online presence. I've worked with Direct West for about 10 years, and it's been a great experience.
He's covering everything that matters to you. It's the Rod Peterson Show. Tune in live Monday to Friday, 10 a.m. to noon, to catch the show live and be a part of the action. Take control by commenting live and sharing the show with your friends. For more Rod Peterson on demand, visit rodpeterson.com.